from the list guru, Matty Rendell, to the tennis guru, Brett Phillips. All thanks to Yonex. 60 years of performance tennis products crafted in Japan. Check out their latest range of yonex.com. I was nearly going to text the great man last night. I was sitting up watching his favourite player, Nick Kyrgios, nearly lose in five, thinking how happy BP would be.
You didn't have to wait long, Brett, did you?
He got over the line.
Come on.
Well, he keeps delivering, Nick.
Oh, he doesn't. Well, he was playing a bike he should have beaten.
No, I mean
sets.
He keeps delivering headlines. Yeah. Brett loves the Nick Kyrgios show.
No, he doesn't.
It's consistent. Let's give him that.
Well, it's entertaining if you wanted to go down that path.
All right, we put it on a plate for you last night to have a crack at him, and you wouldn't take the bait. His behaviour last night. Let's have a listen to Nick. It's only 9 seconds. This is Nick talking about the rowdy crowd.
Crowd was pretty rowdy today. Cold people in the crowd, not shy of criticising me. So that one was for you. You know who you are.
Now, when he was in Australia and he nearly incited a riot, it was all okay when it was on his terms.
Yeah, that's a pretty good summary, Rich.
That was Kim.
It's a little hard to work out, isn't it? It's quite Kim. It's a little contradictory. I've only had about half an hour sleep today.
That's half a bottle.
Kim.
I think I'm just overawed following Matt Rendell. I used to follow him in the outer watching Fitzroy. Yeah. But anyway, we digress. he wants this sort of new age crowd to be a bit more raucous, a bit looser. But then when it got a bit loose, and he does provoke, I suppose, some sideline commentary. I mean, particularly on those outside courts when you've got, you know, the rank and file who are going along, not sucking on the cucumber sandwiches inside centre court. This is a different type of vibe out there. And people are voyeurs. They're curious. They'll see him on the schedule. Let's duck out there. Let's have a look because something will happen that we enjoy going along to watch sport, the unpredictability of. And then I suppose it then gets to a point where each individual decides, no, I don't mind that. That's all right. But then it gets, you've gone past the mark there. And people will display their emotion in different forms towards Nick. And, it was a typical sort of night. I mean, we're just talking about the tennis on court. I mean, I think he summed it up. And he, you know, give him his dues. He's always had a pretty good tennis IQ, which makes him difficult to coach because he believes he knows all the answers and can't be told by anyone on the outside. So he knew he wasn't playing well. But that's sport, isn't it? I mean, the outsider throws up the challenge. And in tennis, I mean, the top 300 can play at a pretty good level. They just don't do it consistently enough, which separates the pack. But not ideal to play a five-setter in the first round. But then, yes, there is all this other stuff going on. I love Maria Cicek in the chair last night. She's a great lady, Maria. Very no-fuss sort of umpire. She had that wry smile. And, she just sort of dealt with everything that was going on. The constant chatter at the sit-downs and, you know, questioning whether the spectators should be kicked out. And obviously there was the racism situation in Stuttgart going back 3 weeks ago, the claims there. And going into his, I haven't actually seen the press conference, just with the nature of the role I do overnight, but I've got to catch up on that. But I believe
he gets twisted.
Yeah, well, let's just hear when he was asked about spitting in the direction of the fans.
At the end, you did appear to spit in the direction
of one of the people disrespecting me. Yep. Yes.
So that was deliberate to show.
Yes,
you.
I would not be doing that to someone who was supporting me.
Well, now surely the Grand Slam board says you're not spitting at anyone at any time. Thank you, Nick.
Well, he's about 20 metres away.
Well, no, it's just it's wrong, full stop.
I've never been able to totally figure it out. I mean, you can be different and you can want to entertain and be a different sort of character away from the norm of, but I don't even know quite how to articulate it these days.
Well, we'll move on.
I've got
from
fatigue.
Yeah, no, that's all right. And we should give credit to the Brit too, Paul Jubb. The Jubster, the young man, taking Nick to five sets. So he tried really hard. Hey, massive night tonight. You'll be up and about for this when the cock takes on the Joker, the nasty Kokkinakis. So I reckon he'll win a set. Maybe two.
Yeah, he's certainly capable. Yeah, absolutely. I just hope he's recovered well. He feels good physically. What an occasion for him to play on centre court at Wimbledon. That's what players dream of. James Duckworth got his chance. I've always spoken to Sam Groth about the time he played on centre court, took a set off Roger Federer. It's a moment to savour and cherish. And look, he played at a really good level in that first round. If he can have the patience to go with Djokovic, that's going to be the key for Thanasi. There's just been some signs in the last few months that he's just got a bit impatient in rallies and tries to play the big winning shot a little too early. I'll be fascinated to be a fly on the wall in the game plan of trying to break down the brick wall that is Novak. But, yeah, look, we hope a few more Australians can keep going, because last night was, apart from the Kyrgios show, Demonor was great, Jordan Thompson was great, and Jason Kubler. Let's get on the Kubler gravy train, gents, because the Queenslander is playing sublime tennis, and he is a ripping young guy who you should try and get on your program at some stage, because he's got a good story. 7 knee operations, written off. Doctor said don't play on a hard court ever again. He played on clay for a while. He's always had this enormous talent. He was in and out of a combi van, travelling around the world, earning peanuts, and now he's on these bigger stages getting a reward. So I love the... I naturally gravitate towards the Jason Kubler story.
Now, Brett, we give you a hard time with your predictions, but you have got this one right. Serena Williams, it is not going... Well, it's not going at all from here on. Certainly not going to get another Grand Slam, is she?
No. It's too... If Harmony Tan, Rich, is beating you on centre court at Wimbledon, Harmony Tan, who'd never played on any of the bigger courts, has never played the slams, really... she had her moment in the sun. I loved it. It was the underdog. It was the absolute underdog getting up, who went in with little belief that she could maybe take a handful of games off Serena. You're just about cooked when you're losing to Harmony Tan, and that's no disrespect to her. But, look, there were times when it was the 25-year-old Serena out on court last night. She was running like a gazelle, and she's chasing things left, right and centre. But it wore her down in the end, and it's just hard work when you've hardly played any tennis for the best part of 12 months. So we'll wait and see if there's possibly another chapter, maybe at the US Open.
Mm. Harmony Tan, okay. I thought it was a girl pop band. Never heard of her.
Well, go and watch the Nick Kyrgios press conference. You will have a bellyache.
Yeah, we're going to let you get a little bit of rest. Just one quick one. We're 3 minutes late for the news. We'll get in trouble, but we love talking to you. One I'm looking forward to tonight, Andy Murray and Johnny Isner. Which way will that go?
Yeah. Good battle. Two guys in their mid to late 30s. John serving thunderbolts. Andy, one of the best returners in the game, digging in with those metal hips. Ooh, I think the British crowd might just give him that 1% edge he needs to see off Big John.
I'm still yet to see Andy's mum smile.
No.
Stone-faced Judy. Yes. She's a great lady too. One of the great ladies in tennis, Judy Murray. But I think Yvonne Lendl whispered in her ear, said, don't smile. You're not allowed to smile.
Yeah, very similar.
In an Andy Murray match.
Hey, BP, always love talking to you. What time did you get to bed this morning?
Thank you, guys.
What time did you get to bed this morning?
Oh, sorry. I had the phone beeping in my ear. We got into bed 10 o'clock this morning, so a little quiet.
Yep. All right, we'll chat to you again tomorrow. Have a great night.
Thank you very much.
He was a little puffed today.